Welcome to RC Hangar Time, a weekly RC aviation podcast.
Hey, do you want to trade a boat? I want to trade your boat.
I don't want a boat.
RC boat time.
Yeah.
The hell are we going to do with a boat?
Run out of water.
Make it really effing fast.
As you drive past the fly field to the lake.
You're the leader.
Boats. RC boating time.
God.
Oh, God. RC Yacht Club.
RC Yacht Club. There you go.
Today we're going to discuss rigging.
What's all the banging and clanging going on over there?
I think Dustin fell out of his chair.
I'm going to open up my new heli.
Oh, my God. This isn't... Don't pull away and work on your shit in the middle of the show.
I was working on my TBS last night, then I just kept working on it after you guys left. So.
That's all right. Wade's over there working on his poop deck.
With your mic, Dustin, we pick up all the background noise.
Like that you need to get one of those feathers on there. Those big fluff whatever thing.
Oh, God, hell.
And one of those screens so you don't spit on it.
Yeah.
So my peas don't pop.
Yeah.
Hey, some guy named Mike C is here.
I see that.
who the hell is that character?
Let's do this. What episode number is this?
44.
45. 72. Welcome to RC Hangar Time. 72.
All right, welcome to episode number 44 of RC Hangar Time. This week we got the usual suspects with us.
I thought it was 43.
No, it's 44.
Episode 44.
44. Okay, who wants to start us off? TJ, what you done?
What have I done? Let's see. I actually got a lot of good flying in over the weekend on Saturday. We had such beautiful, perfect weather. Couldn't believe it. Good temperatures, good partly cloudy skies, no wind whatsoever, barely even a breeze. So I loaded up the car and took my planes for a... for some flying. And yes, Mike, like I told you earlier, and I got it all on video, so I will get it posted when I get back from vacation.
How many aircrafts did you put in this weekend, and how many did you put in the air versus the ground?
I put in the air 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
How many did you put in the ground?
Well, they all made it to the ground. I didn't leave any up in the air.
How many did you crash?
How many did I crash or just rough landings?
Well, a rough landing we consider a crash.
All right, 2. My Habu, I got to put flaps or something on that stupid thing because it doesn't like to slow down whatsoever. Takes forever. And usually when I land, I try to bring it to the side of the runway so it hits the grass and it slows down nicely and lands good. But, both times, I actually brought it right in on the runway and watched it bounce all the way down. And you'll see it on the video. One's from my hat cam, and the other one's from an onboard cam, bouncing all the way down till it flips at the end of the runway. But the worst one, there's no damage on it. The Habu's still good to go. That's a tough plane. It's hard to beat up. But the worst one was my RC Lander F9F Cougar 70mm. And it's just, she's a brick when you let go of any throttle. And usually I don't kill the throttle till I'm like right over the runway. But for some reason I hit it a little too early and it dropped and the wheel snagged the grass and it tore out one of the landing gear. But it's still flyable and repairable. So I consider them all decent. So
awesome.
They all came home. There no trash bags were needed.
Nice.
And so what else did I do? Well, I got my little Delta wing painted.
Yeah.
After looking at some of the possible schemes that were thrown my way.
Yeah.
Or puked my way.
We'll get into that tonight because that's actually okay. One of the topics we're covering.
Yep. We'll talk about that one later. But other than that, that's what I've been up to. And it's been good. Now I'm going on vacation. So I have to put the controller away for now. But... when we get back, I'll probably do some more flying this weekend.
Awesome. Sounds good. What about you, Wade?
Hell yes. I've been working. I didn't do much. Actually, as we speak, I'm building the Hobby King Quantum, like, cheapo goggles for FPV. And I re-put together my EPP. What is it? The FPV EPP, the extra large one from Hobby King. So that's, I got that one all back together, ready to fly. I've got a 2200 watt motor on it now, so I think I should have enough power.
Nice.
And yeah, that's the only airplane I've ever bought from Hobby King, so I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah. Awesome.
But right now, I'm kind of looking for a new airplane. I need a new wing. I want a huge, giant flying wing.
Well, I'm trying to get together some people to buy some so that we can get a deal on them. I sent you the link the other day. That Deep Reaper is what, 73 inches? Is that right, Dustin?
Yeah, that's not big enough.
I thought it was, is it 63?
Or 63.
I think it's 63.
I don't want anything that's called the Deep Reaper because, I don't know.
You know you like it.
I kind of do.
That's what she said.
Hey, they got the Hercules. It's like 74 inches.
Hercules!
Yeah.
So basically, I'm just trying to get all my stuff fixed. So that's about it. You know what I mean? Just trying to get it all fixed so I can actually start flying again.
Nice.
That's about it.
Cool. Moving on. How about you, Dustin?
I've kind of been doing the same thing. I just trying to get my stuff put together. Got my TBS Discovery all back up and ready. Need to do a maiden on it. Got stuff for my new mini VTEL quad. So I'll start building that. And I took my Align T-Rex 150 out of the box for you today, Mike, so that I could start working on it.
It's been a month. We haven't flown it yet. Disappointed.
I didn't really get a chance to fly anything this week. Just kind of spent some time in my office working on a bunch of stuff. I need to repair some of the stuff that I have, so it's kind of where I've been.
Yeah. Have you stopped walking and texting?
I have stopped walking and texting. This week has actually been the best week. It's all starting to feel better now, so hopefully next week I'll be back on my motorcycle riding to work and be back flying planes full time.
Sweet. Sounds good. Should we move on?
Yeah.
Did we forget about you?
Yeah, what you been up to, Mike?
Me?
I'm trying to sneak out of this shit.
I've been super busy. I haven't had a chance to fly anything for a long time, it seems like. Ended up working on the girlfriend's car all weekend, so I didn't get a chance to get out and fly or work on the Big Sur or anything.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so I had a fun weekend doing that. And then it was been crappy weather. It's Sunday and Monday, and even today it's been really windy, and just haven't had a chance to get out and finish up painting the Bixler and start gluing it together. I've only got a few more pieces to paint on it so I can get it together, but I don't think I'll even get a chance to do that this weekend because in Utah, the 24th is a holiday for us, so I've got a four-day weekend, and I'll be out of town this weekend, out in the mountains, you know, riding a side-by-side.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's a side-by-side?
You had to ask.
You know, it's one of those Polaris Razors that's got...
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like a fast four-wheel drive go-kart that goes on dirt.
Yeah, we have one for...
It's for people who can't ride motorcycles.
No, it's for people that want to carry a passenger with you.
Yeah, you can do that on a motorcycle. It's just for people who want to stare and googly eye their girlfriend the whole time.
Well, that's
it. It's for guys who can't find a motorcycle with training wheels.
Yeah.
For a guy who can't ride a motorcycle.
Exactly.
I got a jinx.
All right.
Shit.
Should we move on?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do some RC Hangar Time news. And now the news with TJ. What do you got?
Ooh, news. I've got news.
You've got news?
News.
I've got news.
What is this news that you speak of?
This news that I speak of. I have another weekly shout out to one of our Facebook posters. gentleman by the name of Rick Rivers posted some awesome pics from an awesome flight that he had with his RV4. Beautiful little red plane. I love that very angry looking pilot in the cockpit he put in there. But he had a pilot. The pilot. Oh. The little
Where
angry
is he sitting?
Pilot in the plane.
Under the canopy.
Under the canopy.
Oh, the flight deck.
The flight deck. Not the poop deck.
Sorry, I didn't want to. I couldn't let that go.
Okay. What, the pilot? What?
That
in the cockpit?
Thing. Yeah, yeah, that one.
Awesome.
Anyways. He had an awesome flight with Maiden. He was a little nervous about putting it up, but it flew quite well. And so I just wanted to give him a shout out for posting that. Some great pics of that. And he's supposed to do some video as well. So
he said in that post that his little girl, after you landed it, she came up running up and she was crying because she was so happy he didn't crash it.
Yeah, I think, I'm sure he probably was too. I know I usually am after a Maiden.
Anything else?
Yeah, actually there's another one. Again, Von Mintner in Humboldt, Canada, posted a nice pic of a high wing plane that he was working on. Did some work on it, and it's running. And did some work on the wings, but it looks pretty good. It's a nice looking bird there.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
So, those are my shout outs this week. Had to pick some new ones.
Nice. Anybody else got some?
No, that, I was actually going to comment on that Rick Rivers, his that build that he did in his test flight for the RV4. It was pretty sweet. I was pretty impressed. And it looked like he did it was a conversion, right, from probably nitro or gas to electric. Am I wrong on that?
I don't remember. From the size of it, though, I'd say it probably was. I'll have to ask him.
That'd be my guess.
Sweet.
Awesome. Anything else that you can think of going on today?
Going on today? Well,
or
important news.
I think he's fishing for a happy birthday song.
Oh, yeah. Your freaking birthday. Yeah.
Oh, I thought we could get through it without having to say anything.
Well, you know, I was hoping for a new heli or an airplane show up on my doorsteps today, but I'm guessing that you guys shipped it out like FedEx or something because it's coming out really slow.
Yeah.
I just checked the tracking and it said that it was returned because no one answered the door. So,
Weird because somebody's been here all day.
Oh, no, maybe you just didn't hear him knock.
Huh, maybe. Weird. Anyways. What do you got, Wade?
I was going to say, did you guys happen to see that video of my new little camera boom?
Yeah.
I did
for
see
the
that.
Hex?
No. Did you post it on our Facebook page?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did somewhere.
It was in the group.
Yeah, it's kind of at the top.
I don't know. All I see on there is something that's completely non-RC related.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, yeah, there it is. I haven't had a chance to check the video out yet, but your F-55 camera mount.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how you pull that off.
What do you mean? I'm just going to loosen it up and let it flop around.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Do it.
It can't be that bad.
Yeah, explain to the listeners that haven't seen it what's going on here.
Basically, I mounted on the top of the 550 hex. I mounted like two booms kind of going at a 45 degree V. One boom has weights and the other boom has the GoPro camera. So it's basically from the outside looking in and it swivels 360 degrees around the hexacopter. So I saw it done on an airplane, but I never seen it on a hexacopter at all or any sort of multirotor. I think it's going to – it's probably going to fail.
I'd be afraid of it hitting the prop.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it, but I've already locked that down to where it can't – can't swivel down to the props. It can't hit them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that'd be cool shots either pointing back in on the quad or even pointing away from the quad and getting a – kind of a rotating view would be cool.
Yeah,
be
I neat. Definitely, the whole thing was just to get it pointing back towards the multi-rotor, just to keep it in the shot. I mean, it looks sick. I just got to figure a way to make it rise up and lift, you know, rise up and go back down or whatever.
but it's going to require a lot of electronics, so I'm just going to leave it free swinging and see what it does for now.
I wonder if you could put like a brushless gimbal, like a Alex Moss board on it, and then put a couple of brushless motors on it, and then you could adjust it from your radio.
I have a gimbal controller board just laying around. I think I might try that.
If you don't have something laying around, White Spy or Ready to Fly Quads has some pretty cheap. They have the Alex Moss and the Martinez boards for fairly cheap.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that. It takes forever to get there, but I mean, cheaper's good.
He's been pretty good. I ordered some speed controllers from him the other day, and it took less than a week to get here, so it hasn't been too bad.
Sweet. Cool. Should we move on to the main topic?
Yeah, after we get rid of this noise, I have no idea what that sound noise is.
It's our guest for tonight. Being noisy.
You're listening to RC Hangar Time. Please help support our show by going to rchangartime.com and clicking the donation tab. Your donations help keep the show running each week. And be sure to share this episode on Facebook or your favorite forum. Thank you for your continued support and enjoy the rest of the show.
Oh, what are you doing? Damn. Sounds like he's painting.
I'm trying to invite somebody in here.
He's a creeper.
In the words of TJ or Thomas, it sounds like he's slurping the Chinese. Never mind.
Are you there, Mike?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Fortunately.
All right, so this week we've got Mike Castillo with us, and we brought Mike on. We're going to talk about, you know, how to come up with a painting design for your foamy, or how to cover a plane, or, you know, what goes into these types of designs, or what type of work goes into making this happen. It's Mike
materials that he uses.
He puts out some pretty good work, so we're gonna get
pretty
into
good things. Work. Where have you been? The stuff he puts out is like phenomenal, amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
It's all right. Doesn't amount to the greatness of Mr. Mike Connor to
my ass.
Oh my god, dude. He's not paying you, so don't suck up.
Yeah,
we had a, you know, TJ came up with a foamy that he got the thing, so I made a few designs for him, and Mike made
yes,
a,
and I appreciate it.
And Mike made one design for him, and for some reason he ended up choosing Mike Castillo's design over mine, and, you know, I kind of want to get into this real quick. What made you decide to choose his design over the ones that I submitted? But I gave you like 10 of them, dude. I was cranking them out left
you
and
were,
right.
You were cranking
long.
Them out, and they were all good options. You were employing the colors that I was going to use. So you put that to great effect. I think what it came down to was you gave me way too many options to choose from, and Mike just gave me one. And so it was real easy. I wasn't overwhelmed, so I just chose the one. Because I just couldn't decide on which one of your awesomely, amazingly time-taking design schemes that you came up with. You put a lot into them, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I apologize that I didn't actually employ any of your schemes on my Delta. But I've got a lot more foam board, and one of these days I might. No, I won't. I won't use them. Sorry.
Okay.
Well, all that next, just for that.
Next time you need a design, I will actually draw you up a real design and see what you think. Because these ones, obviously, I was on my phone and I just scribbled on them. I wasn't staying in the lines or anything. You know, just having a little bit of fun. But, you know, if you think that that's the kind of stuff that I put out, you're probably right. No. No, I had a lot of fun with that. That was fun. You know,
it was a blast.
I thought it was hilarious. I was even just, I'd be out on break scribbling on the my phone with my finger, and then I'd be laughing hysterically, and people are looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, this is so funny. I can't wait to post this. I hope you guys laughed at it the same as I did.
Oh, believe me, we did.
Maybe even more.
Yeah, maybe even more. Where you were thinking, you were laughing, it was so great, you couldn't wait to post it. We're thinking, oh my god, he's posting another one.
But anyways,
no, Mike,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say is to Castillo, where do you think up some of these schemes that you come up with for your planes, for other people's planes as well?
It's just the lack of them, maybe.
Yeah.
No, it's just I don't know. Just think of something, some kind of. First, come up with a color scheme, the color combos, and then depending on the style of the plane, then that's how I'll vary the lines or designed or whatnot. And I just take it from there. I'll start with one side of the wing and then one side of the fuse, and then pretty much just start building from there.
Okay.
So where do you live right now? What city are you in?
In Corona, California.
Is that Southern California?
Yes, sir, it is.
Is that where
I might have to meet you?
What happened?
Because I said I might have to meet you over there because I want you to redo the Precision Aerobatics Bandit that I have. I'll pay you good money.
Hey, that sounds good to me. Come on down.
It's only about 16 hours.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
That's like a drive home from work for Mike.
You'll be done.
Yeah, let's not go there.
You gotta love that Cali traffic.
Not really, man. Not really.
You can't even joke about it. That's how crappy it is.
It's just no joke. You'll spend most of your day just dealing in traffic from 8 to 10 hours just in traffic the whole day.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
and here I am in Texas doing 85 miles an hour and haven't seen a car in 2 hours.
Exactly. Right?
Wow. That's just wrong, man. That's just wrong.
Well, see, I was telling my wife that last night. It's like, you know, California's beautiful. I'd love to live there and whatnot, but I couldn't. What are you laughing at? I couldn't deal with the traffic out there like that. That's just nuts.
Nah, you'll go crazy. You'll definitely go crazy.
So back to the designs and stuff. How long have you been doing this, and what got you started into it? Do you like, you know, and I see you do a lot of stuff for friends, or do you have customers that you're, you know, charging people to do this, or what's the deal here?
Yeah, well, initially I got into the hobby back when I was a kid. I'd say I was probably about 12 when I got into it. My brother and I, when we were kids, we were into dirt bikes, so we're riding dirt bikes, and right around the corner, it was just a big empty field, industrial field, and there were a few guys there flying the planes. So I started seeing that. It caught my attention, started talking to the guys there, and they were all real helpful. A couple of them started teaching me a little bit of basics, and one guy just put me on a trainer and did it from there. So I did about 3 years, and then I stopped, and then started back again in 2011. Is when I got back into it and pretty much just started ripping the ARFs apart and just doing different custom designs on them pretty much. So from there on, I'll do some stuff for some friends or whatnot. And yeah, I have a few customers here and there that I'll either build some planes or redesign the scheme on them and stuff like that. So fun.
Awesome.
Do you do any work with the RC Aerodyne guys?
I don't think I heard you, Wade.
Hello?
Oh, I was going to ask, do you do any work with the RC Aerodyne guys?
Do I do any work with them?
Yeah.
No, it's just somebody of mine also has some stuff from them, so I'll help build it for him, whatnot, as well. So as far as with the RC Aerodyne guys, no. Directly with them, no.
So what? Okay. What's your...
I was just curious.
Who's RC Aerodyne? Oh,
okay. They are a company that pretty much specializes in RC scale helis.
Oh, okay.
So that's...
Is that where your black car came from? Or
pretty much like with the... from RC Aerodyne.
That's a sweet helicopter. I'll have to give you that, Connor, when it comes to helis. Those birds look nice.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome. That's a pretty detailed work that they put into them.
So was any of that work your own, or is that all kit?
No, that was all kit. That was all
is
kit.
It really? Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's impressive kit then.
Yeah, it yeah, they put some time into it.
I was going to ask you, what's your favorite material used for covering a plane?
Oh, monocoque. I've tried the other ones, and I don't like them. They just seem too fragile to me. Just more pain in the rear to work with. So let's say like ultra coat. I don't like that at all. I mean, I know some people would love it, but I personally have worked with it a lot, and I just don't like it. So I prefer to mess around with monocoque when it comes down to the covering.
Do you do any painting, or is it all just monocoque stuff?
No, I do. Some of the stuff is painting. Some of the stuff that I'll fiberglass, I will end up painting, or, you know, some of the foamies, or if I'm building like a scale plane.
Checkerboard.
Yeah, the lovely checkerboard. Some of the stuff is monocoque, some stuff painting, some stuff fiberglassing. So,
what type of paint are you using?
Depending on the type of material the plane is made of, like if it's like the foam stuff, I like to use that brand that Lowe's carries, the Valspar.
Yeah,
Valspar.
I've used that one. I've tried different paints, and that one seems to work real good with pretty much the different materials of foam. I've had good luck with them, so it won't chew it up. And then, as far as the planes, like the balsa stuff, if I'm using covering, I'll usually use, depending on the color scheme, I'll use that luster coat from Top Flight, or if it's, you know, if it's a different type of color covering, like flat, I'll go to this automotive paint shop, take them a sample of the covering, and they pretty much color match it pretty much on the dot.
Awesome. And they could do that in a spray can? Or are you using a...
Yeah, they put it in aerosol.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it was like that last plane I did, the 3D Hobby Shop extra, since the monocoque was flat. I couldn't find any flat paint to match it, so I took it to that automotive place, and just gave them the sample. Within the following day, they had the two spray cans ready, so it was cool.
That's awesome. I had no idea.
No kidding.
You know what I use for paint is I use the Rust-Oleum. I think it's the Testers Model Masters spray enamel.
Oh yeah, that stuff works good. Just expensive for that small little bottle.
It is really expensive, but it looks so good.
Yeah, it does. Oh, it comes out real nice. It's just I personally just don't see paying that much for that little can.
Right.
I do. I love wasting money. Like, there's nothing that makes me more happy than to just blow money unnecessarily on a plane that I'm just going to give to Paul Rubray. Rubrist, whatever the hell his name is.
So, do you do airbrush at all, or do you do everything from an aerosol can?
No, it's pretty much all just aerosol can.
So how are you making your designs then when you're spray painting, if you're not airbrushing, you know what I'm saying?
Do you use stencils?
That's what I'm getting at.
No, it's just pretty much painter's tape. I'll just tape up the, you know, let's say on that Monster one, the Monster Energy one, the cowl. I did a little bit of fading on the neon green checkers. It's just, I'll pretty much just tape the whole thing with painter's tape, draw my design on there, you know, first throw on the base coat, and then just cut up the design, start removing pieces of tape little by little for whatever color I'm painting. And then on the fading, I just pretty much had the spray can from a distance and just started pretty much squirting the spray around the area just so I can get that fading in.
That's what I use as well as the painter's tape.
Yeah.
That stuff works wonders.
Yeah, but
I like the green stuff.
You just do straight lines.
No.
What was that?
I do a crooked line.
Mike just does straight lines. He tries to do straight lines, and he can't even get that. Because Bixler looked like it was taped from Muhammad Ali.
How do you know? You haven't even seen it painted yet.
It's all taped up in blue painter's tape.
And that's it, huh?
That's it so far.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it on there and fly it like that, too.
On that monster, you just did a chrome monocoat over and then painted on top of the monocoat?
No, pretty much the only thing that's has paint on there is the pilot figure and the cowl. Everything else is monocoat.
Yeah, the cowl's fiberglass.
Yeah, the cowl's fiberglass, and then that stuff was painted, and then of course the pilot figure and the rest of the plane was it's all just fiberglass. It was just a little time consuming because the checkers on the wings, I had to cut each square individually, so that was a tad bit time consuming on there.
Yeah. So, speaking of time consuming, how long does it take you to do, you know, a project like that?
The monster one took me about
an hour.
Yeah, I wish. It actually took me about 2 months to get it all complete. Wow. Because from the removal of the old monocoque, prepping it, you know, filling in some of the balsa.
And this was your plane?
No, this was for a customer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
You made him wait 2 months?
Yeah, he waited. Yeah, because the first one that I did for him was that 100cc, what was it? Shoot. That extra, the one with the American flag scheme on there.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, that one. I did that one first
beautiful,
for him.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I did that one first for him, and then that one took about a month because the scheme wasn't too complicated. So that one took about a month. Then the monster one, it took about two and a half months, and
It definitely pays off. They look good for sure. Good work.
Appreciate it. Not as good as Mike, but I'm trying to be like him. When I grow up, I want to be like Mike.
Everybody wants to be like Mike.
Yeah, okay.
Mike's would probably look better if he actually took the painter's tape off when he was done.
Maybe. I might try
it. You know, you're laughing, but I didn't even use painter's tape. I just laid a paper towel down and sprayed from the paper towel side.
Sweet.
Awesome. How'd that turn out?
It's great.
So what are you currently working on now, Mike?
Wow. Some other customer just dropped off this 30cc Yak that is in terrible shape on the motor mount. He wants He's either debating on the Blue Angel scheme on it or some F-16 scheme on it as well. Then I have that one F-86, that foamy, that still needs to be finished up. Then working on trying to finish it up that one other QQ Yak that I'm doing the Skip Stewart scheme on there.
Nice.
Then I got to finish up that one other Katana that I did that split Audi scheme on there.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one. That was one of my favorite ones.
What was that?
You still haven't finished that Katana?
Nah, man.
That's been 6 months, man.
Actually, been 8 months on that one.
Yeah, that's been a long time.
Yeah, I get sidetracked with other stuff, you know. People drop off some other stuff, and I just get sidetracked.
Yeah, I was going to ask you where you find time to do all this stuff, because you sound pretty busy with all your cooking and your bakery and your driving and, you know. Like, God, how many hours in the day do you have?
Not enough, for sure, man. Just work on the stuff here and there. A couple of hours here, you know, late at night, or sometimes, you know, I'll wake up a little bit extra early before work, put in an hour or two here and there. So,
do you get time to fly, or do you just work on stuff?
No, I'll fly here and there. I kind of enjoy more of the building portion than the flying, but yeah, I'll go fly for a couple of hours and, you know, just come back home and continue building.
Yeah.
Right. How's that wing you put the EDF on?
Say it again?
How's that wing that you put the EDF on doing?
Oh, which one? There was a couple of one that I put
the one that you were, EDF. The one you just recently did.
Hmm.
It's like you were trying to get some speed out of it. You know, you just posted a video of it like a couple weeks ago.
It wasn't that F-22 or that little small wing?
The little small wing.
No, I never did put that EDF on there. I just put that in runner.
Oh, it was just the in runner? I thought you were putting an EDF on it.
No, no. It was a it was a motor from an EDF that I took out.
Okay, I mean, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, it's the motor you took out of the EDF.
Yeah, yeah, that one. But yeah,
what was the KV on that?
That one, what's the KV on there? It's a 3,000 KV.
Oh, that's not bad. So you're going to have to run like a 4x4 prop, aren't you?
Yeah. No, you know what? No, it's not. It's a 2,700 KV, and I'm running a 5.1x475.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. So it's doing about 60 amps and 900 watts.
900? That's it?
Yeah, yeah, on a what's the wingspan on that thing? It's like 28 inches.
Yeah, dude, that's ridiculous.
So it'll get it moving here and there.
Yeah, it didn't look very big.
I can't wait to see it. That'd be great.
Yeah, I can't wait either. So we'll see. Trying to build the bigger one with the bigger motor too. So we'll see how that works out. Whenever I can find time.
You need to start setting up shop in your car when you're sitting in traffic.
Yeah,
no kidding.
That definitely give me plenty of time right there.
What do you still do? Do you still use duct tape for anything on any of your foamies?
You know what? I did. I had done that to that Phase 3 F16.
Right.
I did that yellow and black scheme on there. But it just made it too heavy. It slowed it down, and I just ended up ripping it all off and just putting color packing tape instead.
Where did you find where have you found colored packing tape? Because every time I look for it, I can never find very large rolls. It's always those little bitty,
I usually order them from Tape Brothers.
Yeah, I get some tape from them too. They don't come on very big rolls, but they're pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, this is pretty decent size, you know? So
Tape like Brothers.
Yeah, tapebrothers.com.
They have every color imaginable.
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah, I'm sure that tape would work a lot better than duct tape.
Oh, yeah. There's just a big difference in the weight on there, so.
Yeah.
What kind of tape is it? Just regular packing tape?
Yeah, it's just regular packing tape in just different colors.
I can't even find it. It's just like all sorts of crazy tape I've never even heard of.
Yeah, they have a bunch of different categories on there. I think it's under
colored packing tape.
Yeah, exactly.
They got magnetic tape. Like, yeah, isn't that just called a magnet?
They have some pretty weird type
on in a tape. So it's magnetic tape.
Man, somebody's typing.
That was me.
You guys have anything else, or should we wrap this up?
Did Mike just wake up?
Sounds Mike, like it.
Mike,
when you do...
Mike.
When you use that colored packaging tape, do you try to match your seams, or do you overlap at all?
No, I try to match the seams, so because you'll be able to tell, you know, all your overlays on with that packing tape, so I just try to kind of line it up. If there's any type of shape or pattern I'm going to do, then I'll try to, of course, do the light colors on the bottom and then put the dark color on the top.
That's the one problem I've had with that packaging tape is if you overlap it at all, it makes, you know, even if you're using the same color, it ends up darker. And I haven't been very successful with that.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll overlap it just a tad bit, just enough so where it can, you know, it's not going to be pulling off when you're flying and with the air. So, yeah, it's kind of hard to get away from that. So I'll just leave it to very minimal. So
sweet.
Awesome.
I still haven't found it.
Still looking for it?
There's no such... It doesn't say anything. I found carpet tape. Is it carton ceiling tape?
Just keep looking, Wade. You'll find it.
This is dumb.
Maybe you can't find it because your head's down. Go ahead.
No, never mind. I thought it was under... I'll have to get on the site, but it might be under shipping supplies or something like that, or...
I think it's under the carton ceiling tape.
Oh, yeah, maybe carton.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just found glue in the dark.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, carton ceiling tape, and then right there where it says colored carton ceiling tapes.
Okay, yeah. And then I found glow-in-the-dark tape. I'm totally going to wrap myself in that. Stand in front of a spotlight and then walk around the neighborhood at night.
Wait, night watch.
Chester
coming
to
a town near you.
Oh, that would be awesome. You have to mount your GoPro to your on your
I got a chesty.
Mount your new arm for your camera on your head, so then you walk around. We can see a great video view glowing in the dark.
That would be sweet.
Do it. I expect video by next show.
Bring it. I just ordered a 36 pack.
Awesome. You do like to waste money, don't you?
All of Wade's planes are going to be rainbow from now on.
Dude, that's sick. I can't believe I just found this. Ultra premium glow tape, 150 feet for $274.
Oh, jeez.
Order, wow. quantity 3.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow. Awesome.
Oh, my God.
Got anything else for Mike?
No, I don't, man. Thanks for coming on, Mike.
Now that he's got
us
hooked on tape.
Yeah, we'll make that into another episode some other time. We'll have a tape episode for you.
I just found 24-inch wide tape, dude. By 10 yards.
That's insane. Well,
make a blanket.
Before we get off here, it is Mike Connor's birthday, so we should wish him a happy birthday and sing him happy birthday to him.
Oh my!
There you go.
Oh.
All right, Wade, lead us.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, to you.
To you.
Happy.
Wow. Happy birthday, you old bastard.
All right.
Thank you very much for tuning into this week's episode of RC Hangar Time. Remember to help spread the word. You can find us on the web at www.rchangertime.com or just do a Facebook search for RC Hangar Time. We enjoyed having you. We just hope you enjoyed being had. And remember, have fun, be safe out there. We look forward to seeing you again next week.